And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Or afternoon, or indeed evening.
Whatever time of day. I feel like last week I was a little bit, what's the word? I was a bit dull-dora on the airwaves, just because I was a bit knackered. So I'm sorry if I seemed
a bit Debbie Downer,
yeah. Yeah, I felt like that. You know, it goes like it, doesn't it?
I don't think that you came across like that.
Did I not? Okay, fine.
Oh, the dog's barking outside my room.
Oh, let her in.
She can't bear to be away from me. Come on then, come in. Okay, hello. I feel like I might be, not Debbie Downer, but I'm a bit tired this week. So
you might
have to do the heavy lifting of this podcast.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll do it.
What do you want to take on first? Which world event?
Let's start with. No, what can I tell you? This weekend.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me everything.
Well, what did we do? Saturday.
You've got no idea, have you?
I've got no idea what I've done the last couple of days.
Do you know where I was on Friday?
Where's this?
Lyme Regis. Do you remember when we went there?
On Friday. Oh, that was so nice.
It was so much fun. It was probably one of my favourite tour shows because it was kind of bizarre and brilliant. It was so much fun.
It's such an amazing place, isn't it?
It's such a great venue as well, the Marine Theatre.
The Marine Theatre on that cliff edge.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And you know, I took my mum there on a holiday last August.
Oh yeah, I forgot that. Did you have a lovely time?
I can't sing its praises highly enough.
It's so nice.
We stayed at the Alexandra Hotel. Oh, it was wonderful.
Clang,
if you don't mind.
I think, one of the funniest heckles I've ever had.
Oh, what did they shout to?
Because generally, heckles are bullshit. Like, you know, when you get asked those questions, don't you, in interviews, people are like, oh, what's the best heckle you've ever had? And what you want to say is, generally, heckles are really unhelpful and I'm just trying to be funny.
Just trying to make everybody laugh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this woman heckled me with, I'd finished a bit. People had laughed. Sure, maybe some people had clapped.
What?
I wouldn't like to say. And this woman said, excuse me, Susie, sorry to interrupt.
Oh.
And I said, okay. Yeah, very old school. She said, what time are you going to finish? Because the last bus is at 10.
That's funny.
It was so funny. I said, where do you have to get the bus from? She said, the top of the hill. I said, I think you should leave now.
Good for you.
Because it was about 10 to 10 and I had about 15 minutes left.
Wow. Who knew that?
And so she did. And then someone said, she's the local priest or the local vicar.
Right.
And then I said to someone later, when's the next bus? And they said, Tuesday.
That's so funny. I mean, funny.
Tuesday.
Wow.
I mean, so I was like, do you know what? I really get it now. She was like, the bus is at 10.
Yes. I can imagine.
So there you go.
I mean, wow. And I mean, that's something to flag, though. Going forward, we should all be more mindful of transportation links. I was just thinking, like...
You know?
I love that idea of like, well, I know you've got your bus to get, so...
Yeah, so like, I don't want to...
I'll wrap up there.
Yeah, I'll finish here.
So she went?
I said to her, I'm not saying this in a horrible way.
You should leave.
But could you please leave? No, but I said, I think now is probably the best point to leave. Because I knew I was getting to like the... You know, there's a slightly more theatrical bit in my show.
Which we love.
It comes after a big story where I've got a few act outs, sure. And I didn't want it to be interrupted in there.
Mm.
You know, because in the break of a bit, stuff can happen. But when you're sort of motoring through and you're like, right, this is like an 8-minute bit until the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't want to be interrupted then.
Yeah, of course.
So I said, I think now is the time for you to go. I didn't say it like that. I said,
go.
Go walk out the door. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. That's what I said. No, I didn't. I said, it's probably best if you go now, if you don't mind, just because it might be more awkward for you to get out of your row.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, okay.
And the Reverend went, was she the only person getting the bus?
Well, then other people said, well, we were going to get that bus, but now we're going to walk. So I thought maybe maybe the priest didn't like me. Maybe it was all of my stuff about, you know...
Ghosts.
I was about to say there's nothing like anti-God in the show.
It's not that irreligious.
No, it's not deeply religious.
No, I imagine that she just wanted to get a bus. But I suppose if you're in walking distance, that's fine. But maybe she's slightly...
You don't know.
Like sometimes with public transport...
You don't know.
Or transport in general, sometimes it's like 10 minutes in a car and then an hour and a half to walk. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, insane. Yes.
You know, particularly in the countryside, I think, where... People can move quicker in a car or a bus.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
I thought you meant on legs then, and I was going to say, wow, are people faster?
The people in the countryside can move quicker than us, yeah. They've evolved to move quicker.
Yes, they can move quicker than us.
But that's lovely. You went to Lyme Regis. That's great.
I had such a lovely time.
Mm. Did you have an ice cream?
I didn't. I was there for such a brief window. I was there for like less than 12 hours. So I was sort of in and out.
Oh.
Oh no, probably more than 12 hours. That's a lie. I was there for probably 15 hours, but I would say I was asleep for 8 of them.
Oh, you stayed there?
You stayed there.
Great news.
Stayed there and then had to nip down to London to do some filming and then nip back up to Poole for a show on the Saturday night. So it was a little juggle.
Oh, nice time in Poole?
Yes, a lovely time in Poole. I was slightly tired, but apparently it didn't notice.
No, I'm sure sometimes, annoyingly, we're better when we're tired.
Yeah, funny that, isn't it?
I find that sometimes anyway.
I need to be careful when I'm tired, though, that the voices don't creep.
Well, this is the thing, actually. I say that, and I'm becoming more aware of it. I'm not good as a person when I'm tired.
Mm, I'm not, but you are good as a stand-up.
But I'm great as a stand-up. That anguish. Oh. Feeds into it.
So what do you want? Do you want to be a happy person or a phenomenal comedian?
I know that is the eternal question, isn't it? That is literally the question that we all ask ourselves. But I think I do notice tiredness does bring out the ghosts. And
oh, for sure.
And so yeah, I'm very conscious of that. And sometimes I'm getting better now at going, is this real or is this just because you're exhausted? And now I go, it's because you're exhausted.
Yeah. You have to do the same with hunger.
Oh, really?
Well, is this real or am I just really hungry? Have I just not fueled?
Right, yeah.
You know when you're tired, you're like, because sometimes when you're tired, it's because you've had those like intense work periods. And then I become like a teenager in how I feed myself. All of a sudden I'm like, oh, I just have sandwich and a bag of crisps for like two of my meals of the day.
Well, that's exactly what I've felt over the last kind of couple of years, that I've fallen out of eating healthy. And I don't, like, all those things are like self-reflection. I'm just not very good at, you know.
No, have you got a mirror?
No, I covered them all up.
Well, of course.
In a sort of a vampiric way.
Vampiric, that's a good word.
I think that is a word. Hopefully I'm not making it up.
I don't care if it's not.
You know what it means, so I suppose.
I care for it.
You care for that word. I'm glad.
I care for that word.
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, well, I find that I don't, you know, I'll eat exactly like you described. I'll eat badly. Mm. Bread, a lot of bread, a lot of carbs, a lot of salt, a lot of sugar, all the stuff you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Whatever's available, I'll just eat that.
Yeah.
And then when I've got more space, I'm like, I'm thinking about what I'm eating. I'm full. I'm nourishing myself. I'm nourishing myself mentally. I don't know why I feel like I have to trip into an American accent when I speak like
that. I think it makes sense.
It does. It feels more American, doesn't it? It feels more Gwyneth Paltrow.
It does feel quite goop.
Mm. Do you remember that candle she had?
That was for the vagina?
Yeah.
What did you do with it? Did you sit on it? Or was it just...
Well, she is quite into vaginal steaming, I think.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
But I don't think she did it with a candle. That's not steam. Smoke. That's vaginal smoking.
And they usually have a cigar, don't they?
Yeah, I think a cigar would be. I don't know if you can, I don't know if vaping is an option. I don't know. It's an area, I don't know.
Do you know, it's an area that you've not done adequate market research on.
Yeah, and I normally would choose to do research on something.
Well, so. Of course.
Well, of course. Dear Gwyneth. I suppose we were talking about that last week as well, weren't we? That idea of like living an aristocratic life with nice beats in the day.
Mm.
Whereas sometimes it's hard to achieve that.
No, the beats in my day are often like improvised jazz.
Oh, that's nice.
And I have to sort of go with it.
Yeah, very Dave Brubeck.
I'm like, I did not know there was a flute solo here. I'm just going to have to find
the rhythm there. There's a rhythm there. There's a harmony link there. Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
What I tend to do is eat like a teenager and then I'll have an apple.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, and then that's sorted.
Yes, absolutely. But it's quite hard, isn't it, to be like strict with those things, to be like, because, you know, the sort of porridge or yogurt or whatever.
It must be nice to be like Adele when she's touring.
Mm.
And of course, once again, I'm likening my career to the career of Adele.
Well, why not?
Like, she must have a chef.
Yeah.
You know, she's staying in you know, the Ritz-Carlton, which I don't know anything about.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
But it is just sort of the place that people reference in American novels.
They do, don't they, the Ritz-Carlton?
They're at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, they do talk about the Ritz-Carlton. They like this brand. They like a brand.
Yeah, they love a brand. And that must be nice. That must be nice to have, like, a chef and someone to do this for you and someone to do that for you, maybe a dresser and then someone to do your makeup.
Yeah, lots of assistants, I imagine.
Yeah.
And I imagine that if she goes, oh, I just need to, I'm going to arrive at X time. It's like, yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone's saying Adele's got to be here to check the lights. She probably has someone whose job it is.
Like Barbara. Barbara would never have to.
Would Barbara just turn up?
I think she'd be professional, but I think she'd be like, it's my time. You'll do it. Like, you want Barbara Streisand? You want an interview with Barbara Streisand? Well, you'll get Barbara when she's ready.
Yeah, whereas...
And the gay man who was interviewing her would be like, of course.
Of course, I'll be here for a week. You come when you're ready.
Yeah, if anything, I'd be disappointed if she was like, anytime you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd want her to be quite firm.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Barbara doesn't do that.
I saw a...
What was that?
Oh, I don't actually know.
What was it?
It was just sort of something...
Is the dog still there?
The dog's still here. Oh, I think it was just something falling down the stand that my mic's on. Oh. Are you okay, baby girl? Are you okay, baby girl? Yeah. Tom, I was talking to you.
Oh, sorry, that was for me.
Are you okay, baby girl?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you.
I'm fine.
So you and I have both been doing book things lately.
Yes.
And we've been signing our books, and I really enjoy. I've got much better at chit-chat on this tour because I'm now having lots of chit-chat. And I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it, chatting to people. Sometimes when I don't feel confident, I think, what would Tom do?
Oh, that's a lovely thing. Oh, well, I'm glad.
Yeah, because you're very good at chatting to people.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And so I say things like, do you live around here? Have you had to travel far? And I think when I feel a bit like, I feel a bit stressed by all these people, I'll think of you.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Oh,
I think what would Tom do? And then I put on the bald cap.
Put on that bald cap, shave your head.
One moment, please.
I'm ready. Stick on a beard. Let's do it.
Yeah. And by that point, everyone's left, so it's great.
What is she doing?
She's not Barbara Streisand. I'm not waiting this long.
She just started shaving her head in the middle of it. It was very peculiar.
But I have really, whilst it's a bit knackering chatting to lots of people in a way after doing a show, it has been like really like, I feel like nourishing again is very what like Gwyneth would say.
For sure, but...
There is like a nourishment to it in that like people are really lovely about the show, and if they've read the book or they say lovely things about our pod, you know, it's really nice. But I saw this clip, or did someone send me it? I can't remember. Because I would say, if anything, I'm veering into your territory now. You know, when you said, years ago, you said to me, sometimes when people come up and say hello to me, they like instantly regret it because you talk to them for too long.
They get bored. Yeah, they look at boredom.
I think that maybe I'm veering into, into that. Because the queues end up being so long, not because necessarily there's so many people, but because like I have a full conversation with every person.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
But I think that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. It's like a genuine connection.
Yeah.
Anywho, someone sent me this clip of Martha Stewart with like the opposite of you signing books. And I'm not even joking. She's having a conversation with someone and someone just brings a book and she doesn't even look at the person or where she's signing. They just put the book to her pen.
Oh my goodness.
And she continues her conversation. And I was like, wow, that is sort of, there's something about it that's like, yeah, I guess that's what you sort of want with Martha Stewart or someone like Anna Wintour.
Yeah, for sure.
You'd sort of want them to be like terrifying.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I suppose there's a bit of that you do want, yeah. But, you know, Anna Wintour was very nice when I met her.
I know Anna Wintour was very nice when you met her.
But Martha Stewart, I've never met, but I love the idea of being that sort of person who's just so like, I don't care.
Yeah, because she really doesn't. She really doesn't. And didn't she go to prison at one point? Something to do with the IRS? Which I always want to call the IRA.
Of course,
which
very
is
different.
So different.
Very different organizations. It's something to.
Is it liable because it's American? They love suing people.
They like suing people.
We don't know what.
We shouldn't.
Producer Emma here. We'll leave that bit on Tom saying we shouldn't, because there was a bit of guesswork here, and we should leave the conversation about Martha Stewart to the podcast. The rest is Martha Stewart.
Oh, sorry, Tig. I just let her out. She was standing by the door. Now she wants to go and check that Alice is okay.
Oh, that's good. She's just keeping an eye on everybody.
She keeps an eye on everyone.
No, that's great. Yeah, I mean, it must be a wonderful space to be in. To be like that sort of titan of output, that you're just like everything. Like, I imagine with some people that they like don't let anything get in the way. They're not thinking like us all the time. They're not like,
no, never.
Is that person okay? Is this okay? Am I okay? Have I wronged anybody? Do I need to make amends? I'm so sorry. Like, they're not doing that. They're like, that is the end point. I'm going to get these books signed. I'm going to get the money from that. And I'm going to spend the money.
Yes.
On a new kitchen.
Yes. Yes, totally. I mean,
or what have you?
I think that Martha Stewart's already got a really good kitchen.
Yeah, famously. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think she's like famous.
What does she want it for? I mean, is it for the private jet? I'm quite interested.
I know. You just sort of think, haven't you got enough? Aren't you done?
Yeah, I think in America as well, like, money is everything, isn't it? I mean, I'm casting aspersions. I don't know if that's completely true. But
oh, no, you're going to get sued again.
I'm going to get sued by everyone in America now.
Yeah, but you know what they sue you for?
What?
Money.
Money. More money.
Yeah, money.
They love suing, don't they, all the time?
Yeah. But we're becoming more American in all of those ways, don't you think? Like you said earlier about the brand.
Yes.
Someone's brand. And you just sort of go...
The brand.
Like that's such an Americanism.
Mm.
But like it's... Like people talk about their brands now in like a non-ironic way,
yeah.
Which I think is horrific, of course.
Well, yes, but I suppose that's the way of it, isn't it? Is people want, I think it's the online stuff is promoting that.
Mm.
Which is why I suppose I like harking back to a sort of imagined Miss Marple world of just people taking a bit more time.
Yeah.
You know, and taking a bit more. I mean, Miss Marple, there's quite a lot of murders, of course. She's surrounded by death.
Well, I'd say famously. Yeah, famously.
What did she do? If she wasn't, if she didn't have murders in her environ, what was she about? What was she even for?
Well, she'd probably would have turned to the bottle.
She would have probably turned to the drink, which would be a show I'd love to see. But I wouldn't.
Hammered Miss Marple.
Hammered Miss Marple. You heard it first. Coming to the Edinburgh Fringe this summer.
ITVB.
Yes. But I think that's why I don't really like a lot of the kind of corporate speak that we've all adopted.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it is exclusively from America, but that kind of corporate speak I don't care for.
I've decided it is, and people can sue me if they think I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think even saying like, I don't care for it, you hear Americans say that, I think because they also like that kind of, they kind of cling to that florid kind of way of speaking a bit.
Yes.
As things become rapidly more like executivized.
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone's an executive VP.
Yes, everyone's a VP.
Everyone's a VP, VP, exec VP.
Which I always think of visible pants.
Visible panty nines, yeah.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think VPL, you'd have to be careful for a VPL. Oh. That felt like something that was happening in sort of Heat magazine or More. They made me very aware of those
things.
That
was a big, big stress for people, wasn't it? A visible panty line.
Yeah, and position of the week.
Yes, that was in More magazine, wasn't it?
More magazine, yeah, which I just, as you can imagine.
You got a copy of that?
No idea. Like, I mean, I obviously was not at all interested in position of the week, but I had to pretend to be.
Of course.
And I just always remember thinking, oh, what a lot of faffing about.
Literally.
Who wants to pretend to be a wheelbarrow while they're having sex?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Well, people who wrote that magazine.
You know, use one or the t'other.
One or t'other. Please, a wheelbarrow is for one thing. One thing, I mean, that's transporting mulch.
Well, talking of my garden, Tom, you're going to be absolutely horrified to hear this.
What's happened now?
Well, not horrified. I think just sad for me.
Oh, no, why?
So this time last week, my peonies were just bursting out.
Oh, yeah, this is the classic, yeah.
Just bursting out of there. June was busting out all over.
She really was, like that woman in that video that everyone shared.
Yes.
She forgot the words, yeah.
And the rain has really fucked them up.
It's my most successful video. My most successful video on Instagram.
Oh, really?
They come out. They are the most incredible flower. They have a lovely scent. Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful.
And then it's like they're kind of going, come on then. And the rain goes, I've got you. And then just like smashes them.
Yeah,
to the ground.
Smashed them all in the face.
Oh. People say to me, and I think it's probably right, next year, PG, cut them and bring them in. Like when you see them going into bud.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I always feel like it's a bit of a sad thing to do, but maybe that is the way.
Were you thinking about saying PG then, or was it just, it's so in your lexicon? In your oeuvre or oeuvre?
Oh, I like that term. I never know.
Because one's...
I always think one is an egg.
Yes, that's what I think. That's so strange.
Oh my goodness.
Is it French? No, that's oeuf.
Oeuf, yeah. Oeuvre. Oeuvre. Yeah, I think you were right, Suze. You're always right.
I'm always right, tell everyone.
You're always right. Trust your instincts.
But that's something is in your oeuvre, oeuvre.
Oh, it's definitely in my lexicon oeuvre.
In my ovaries. Oeuvre
sounds like a car. It's in my ovaries. That's what I'm thinking of. It's thinking, I'm thinking of ovaries. It's
how are your ovaries?
Well, they've got a lexicon.
Were they smashed by the rain?
Yeah, it was smashed by the rain, exactly. I don't know what I was doing on it. But the peonies, yeah, that is a sad sight, isn't it? Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? That's nature's way.
I can't do a thing.
I'm just going to enjoy it. You enjoy it for the moments it's there, and then...
Yeah, like the magnolia.
Like the magnolia tree.
Where you just go, this is phenomenal, and then, you know, 10 days later, you're going, well, someone needs to sweep up here.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a mess, aren't they? They get everywhere. There's bloody
things. Yeah, everywhere. There's bloody things.
Same with my chameleon.
Come a chameleon.
Alf sings it every time I say it.
Really? Well, there's a plant called a chameleon, or you've got a pet?
Camellia.
Oh, okay, fine.
Camellia. I don't know why it's called that, because it doesn't change colour, but I'm sure someone knows. But they have quite a nice flower on them, sort of in the sort of, in the way of peonies, you know, for a short period. And my one, it's gone all twiggy. I don't know. I think it's getting sunburnt, really. Scorched.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing with this bloody weather.
Oh, yes, I know.
I'm watering, and then the next day she's drowned.
Well, and then it's pouring with rain.
Yeah.
The window cleaner wanted to come last week. I said, no, don't bother.
Well, yeah. Couldn't agree more. Does he use one of those really long brushes?
Yeah, very clever team, actually, they are. Very clever.
Are they? What do they do?
Well, they have one of those long poles.
Oh, okay.
And I'm always worried about my window boxes, but they say, don't worry, it's fine. And I tell you, they just do it with a pole and then it's done. Done in a jiff.
Done in a jiff,
literally, yeah. Both sides too, both sides.
Both sides? Yeah. Don't mind telling us.
Don't mind telling us.
Now, I've got a plant in my garden, Tom.
Yes?
That I am ever so thrilled with, and I'd like to tell you about it just quickly before we finish.
I'd like to know about it.
Good, I'm pleased. I just need to find it on my app because, of course, I'm doing the picture this app. I've told you this, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, a couple. Are you across the Japanese maple?
Am I across the Japanese maple? No.
Phenomenal. So beautiful.
Actually, is it like an Acer?
It is an Acer.
Yes, it is an Acer. Yes. Sorry, yes, I'm always confused which is which. So it is an Acer, but is it a type of Acer?
I think it might be, yeah.
Have you got one?
Yeah. Bless you.
Excuse me, hay fever. Ooh,
bless you.
Japanese maple. And so where have you got it in your garden, if that's not a personal question?
In my garden? No, that's okay. It's just, it's a tree, but she's just doing wonderfully.
Oh, great. They are.
She's just.
In the shade?
She's Japanese, but she's having a wonderful time in Brighton.
Is she in the shade, in the sun?
Well, she sort of gets a bit of both.
Perfect. I think that's what they like the best. Yeah.
We'll take it. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to tell you that I've got that's doing very well is my New Zealand flack.
Oh, my God. How long have you had this? Have you told your doctor?
I've told my doctor. I've got a cream. It simply won't budge. My New Zealand flack is honestly, it started flowering. I didn't know she was going to flower. Now she's flowered.
I don't know what she is.
Well, she's sort of like one of those plants that look like they're in the desert. I hope that helps. Not a cactus, though.
Oh, yeah. Spiky one. Yeah.
Spiky.
Next door's got them in the front. Yes. Lovely. Reddish.
And honestly, I thought to myself, I'm going to have to tell Tom.
Oh, with a lovely flower in the middle. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Flower shooting up. And it sort of looks a bit, although it's not, but like those flowers that are birds of paradise. You know how they sort of pop out of the...
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I love that for you. Is it green leafed or do you have a tinge of red?
Sort of green and red, and then the flowers are red.
Oh, lovely.
Also, I'm really a fan of my Virginia Creeper, and I also think that sounds like a great character in a...
It does, doesn't it? Vagina
maybe
Creeper.
Maybe a detective novel?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had a Virginia Creeper.
Maybe Virginia Creeper could be the drunk Miss Maple's friend, Miss Marple.
I know we've been talking about a lot of Marples and Maples. Virginia Creeper, yes, lovely. Lovely.
I'm not sure that this is great podcasting, seeing as it's all...
I like it. It's got that lovely red, like a red robin.
Yes, exactly like that.
Maybe, yeah. That is lovely. Where have you got that then?
But this is all in the back.
But whereabouts?
That's sort of going up a wall between mine and my neighbours rather than back.
Lovely. Lovely.
So just so everyone's across it.
You enjoy it there. Oh, that's great to know. A lot of reddish hues you've got there.
Reddish hues and purples.
Mm, very chic. Very chic.
Do you know what? Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you
so much. Got any alliums or anything like that coming up?
No, but I am going to do a big, I'm going to do a big session in the garden on Friday.
Oh.
Which I'm really looking forward to, providing it's not raining.
Yeah, great. What are you going to do? Tidying, or are you going to do planting?
I'm going to tidy. And then there's a, we have a real issue. I think there's like a snail. No, I can never say this word. Colony. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I always say
Connolly.
Like Billy.
Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian or Billy. Yep. So there's a Connolly. No, colony.
Sorry, I tripped you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Of snails under this bush. And so I'm going to get rid of the bush.
Okay.
Clean. Put some pellets down so the snails know not to come.
Okay.
And then I'm going to plant some sort of small shrub that's like an evergreen that's easy. I'm going to go and ask someone and say, what is really hard to kill?
Oh, what's the one I've got? It's a nice bush.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a nice, it's a bit like a honeysuckle. Oh, I forgot what it's called.
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
Anyway, it might suit you. It climbs though. It's a bit of a climbing one.
Oh, I don't mind a climber.
Okay.
Maybe. Social.
Very social climber.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I went to the Chelsea Flower Show.
That's why.
Social climber.
Lovely place to go. Very social climber.
Right, you need to go. You need to go and do the other podcast.
I'm going to do the thing today, but Suze, lovely to talk to you.
Tom, please take care.
Take care. Take care, everyone.
It's a scary world, guys. Take care.
Everyone take care. If you're feeling stressed, and I realise we've talked a bit about stress and about that today, just try and take just a couple of deep breaths after this podcast. Deep, fill your lungs.
Yeah.
Take some deep breath. Notice some things. You always say that, don't you? Ground yourself in the moment.
I try to notice things.
Is it
five? What can I see? I can see a cardboard cutout of Kate Winslet. I can see a robot from my childhood.
Okay.
I can see a picture of some lionesses.
It seems
the footballers.
Kind of Freudian. But okay. Well, there you go. There's some things.
Okay.
And then you feel a bit more grounded. Is that right?
I feel very grounded now.
What can you smell? I can't smell it. I've got a hay fever.
I can smell my own perfume.
Oh, you can still smell your own perfume. That's a lovely skill. I never noticed mine.
Yeah.
Except during the initial spritz and then it's done.
No, I can, but I often change mine. I've got a couple that I rotate.
Oh.
Because I always put some on before a tour show, but I think no one smells me other than me. But.
They know.
So I get do you know what I get, Tom? I get a little M&S one.
Oh, they're very good.
They're very good because then you're not spending loads, but they do smell nice.
They aren't. They are very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about my scent.
Mm, well, it's nice for people to imagine.
Something oody.
Oody. Oh, yes. Smoked oud.
Oody. I'd say
how
it's
it?
An oody oeuvre.
Oody oeuvre.
There we go.
There we go. There's the title of the episode.
There's the title of the pod. Right.
Okay.
Tom,
all right.
Let's go.
We'll
must
see you
finish
through
this.
The weekend the window. Okay.
We'll see you through both. Bye, Dad.
Okay. Bye then.
Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.